Chelista is also shutting down the company that printed its papers. Chemai Printing inked its own papers and several others around the state. And as KCHU's Tony Gorman reports, many will struggle to find a new company to work with.
Chemai Printing General Manager Brad Roberson was as surprised as everyone else when the Chelista Corporation announced the closure of Alaska Newspapers, Inc.
I was very upset. I was shocked. We had spent the three hardest months of our lives here trying to make sure that we were profitable.
The decision meant the end of the company's 19-year run of providing printing services throughout the state. Roberson, who joined the company last year, says along with the six ANI newspapers, other publications will be looking for new printers.
The Talkeetna Good Times paper was printed here. The Turnagain Times printed here. All these papers are going to have to find new locations to be printed.
This includes the Equestrian Times, the Korean Community News, and the Valdez Star.
We have almost 200 subscribers that go all over the United States, in addition to our distribution here in Valdez, which is approximately 1,400 hard copies.
Valdez Star publisher and editor Lee Revis learned about the closure after reading the Anchorage Daily News over the weekend.
They had not informed us that they would no longer be printing newspapers, not let alone our paper, but all newspapers.
The Valdez Star has been using Chemai Printing since it purchased the Valdez Vanguard from ANI in 2004. As part of the purchase agreement, the paper had to be printed by the company. The paper was known as the Valdez Star and Vanguard after the purchase. A year later, it went back to its original name. Because it was economically feasible, the Valdez Star has stuck with Chemai Printing after its contract expired in 2006. Revis says finding another printer won't be a problem.
The Anchorage Daily News has a printing press and has offered to print our paper in the past while we were still under contract and really couldn't break that contract. The Frontiersman in Wasilla has a printing press, and there's also Anchorage Printers, which prints a great deal of the inserts that go into newspapers in Alaska.
Revis says her biggest concern in her search is logistics. As for the other papers, Roberson says their business models will be factors in their searches. He hopes all of the papers can find new printers, but thinks the outlook isn't good.
A great number of them had already printed, say, at the Daily News in the past or at Anchorage Printing in the past. But those shops are filled to the brim with their own commercial jobs, and likelihood that all of the papers that are going to be in jeopardy now will find a new home is unlikely.
Chemai Printing will officially close its doors on August 31st. Reporting from Valdez, I'm Tony Gorman.